reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches. And as a reminder for those who might not have been with us earlier and waiting for Villanova coach Mark Ferrante, he'll join us at 12:10 this afternoon. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. A really impressive win on the road for you guys. Go up to 20th-ranked Villanova and pick up a 22-0 victory there. Tell me what your team did well.
Well, you know, we played pretty good all three phases. You know, we moved the ball offensively, didn't score a ton of points, but obviously Villanova was really, really good on defense. But we controlled the ball. We got first downs. We converted some big plays there. You know, we got the lead finally. We've played 4 out of 5 conference games from behind. We got a lead this time, and that was kind of our emphasis coming into this game. You know, we wanted to try to get out in front. So offensively, even though we didn't score a ton of points, we knew it would be hard to score on Villanova. They're so good and well coached defensively. But proud of how we ran the football. We probably ran the ball better than we have all year. Xavier Goodall had a really nice day at tailback for us this week. And then defensively, you know, we did a nice job. Defensively, you know, they had a shot there early in the game, and we caused a fumble on the 1-yard line to keep them out of the end zone. You know, they are playing a lot of young guys on the offensive side of the ball, with the freshman quarterback. So I think we were at a little bit of an advantage there against them. And then in the kicking game, we kind of survived. They obviously punt the ball really well, but we did a pretty decent job in not hurting ourselves in the kick game.
Just kind of building on what you had just spoken about, trying to get on top, but the Villanova hits that big play early on you, and then, as you said, able to force the turnover there at the 1-yard line. How big of a momentum boost was that to keep them off the scoreboard?
Well, I think it was huge. I think it excited our guys. And the one big thing on that, too, is we got the ball out of there. We got a first down or two and got it out and then kind of reestablished field position a little bit for our defense. So, you know, that was big. You know, you could go force a turnover on the 1-yard line, go 3 and out from the 1-yard line, and they got it again on the 40-yard line coming in. And fortunately, our offense got some first downs and got it out of there and gave us better field position. But it's huge. I mean, I'm sure it's deflating to them as much as it is, helps our psyche there on to get a stop like that.
We're here with Richmond head coach Russ Huseman. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got several in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio.
Good morning, Coach. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing fine.
Talk about your approach to Kyle LaLetta coming in with a new staff. He had tremendous numbers last year. How did you try to maximize what he brings to the table so he could perform at the level he has thus far this year?
Well, you could watch film on him, and you knew he was a good player. I think he's on his 4th offensive coordinator since he's been here, which is pretty strange. And every year he plays well, so there's something to be said about Kyle. You know, when he can go coordinator to coordinator to coordinator and still play at the high level that he's playing at. He throws a great ball. He's in command of the offense. He's a great leader. He studies the game. But I think where he's really a little sneaky is he's helped us in the run game. And it showed up against Villanova where, you know, he ran the ball, you know, some designed runs, and was really effective doing it. He's a better athlete than people give him credit for, I think. He's got out of trouble all year long in the pocket, you know, whether it's pulling out of something and making a big throw or pulling out and running or making somebody miss. Just been a fantastic player for us this whole year.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Mantilla with the Daily News Record.
I was just kind of wondering with you guys having the number one passing offense in the country and JMU, having the number one passing defense in the country, just what do you see that they do well defensively, especially against the passing game?
Well, I mean, they're really, really good. they got athletes that can get on top of you and cover you. I mean, they play a lot of man free and press you, and their guys do an excellent job of pressing. They have great eyes. They've got a great feel for, you know, what the wideouts are doing and can come off of it, you know, and make plays. I think they're extremely well coached, probably as good a coached group as I've seen in a long time. I saw it last year against Sam Houston State. Sam Houston State, when I was at Chattanooga, lit us up for about 8 million yards, and then James Madison comes in there and just really stoned them pretty good. So they've got tremendous athletes, but you know those kids are coached well, especially I mean in the secondary. I mean they're coached well all the way across the board, but you know they're just so talented on the back end, and that's probably why they're leading the country in pass defense. But you can't do that unless you're getting a pass rush also, and they're doing a really good job with their front four putting pressure on people.
I was going to say, do you go back and do you watch that JMU-Sam Houston State game just to see what they did? Because Sam Houston was kind of spread out and throwing it all over the yard going into that game. Do you watch that to learn from, you know, maybe what they did wrong in that game? So you guys do the same thing.
That's exactly right. What did they do wrong? you know, it's we did. You know, we looked at that when we were preparing for Sam Houston earlier this year, and you know, I'm not sure if I want to watch that game again. To be honest with you, it was pretty ugly, and I mean, they get after you on defense. I mean, you can see they're having fun. You know, they're bouncing around. They got unbelievable energy. I've been extremely impressed with what they're doing. Now, you know, I know quite a few of those defensive coaches, and you know, Jeff Hansen is in my opinion one of the best defensive line coaches that I've ever coached with. I coached with him here at Richmond. Incredible, incredible football coach. Does an unbelievable job with those guys. So. They're going to be ready to play. I don't think there's a question about that.
And then lastly, do you remember, you know, going against Mike Houston when he was at Citadel, and then you were obviously at Chattanooga?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he did an unbelievable job there. He's you know, he's won everywhere he's been, so that'll tell you something about him. But I just remember when we played them, the only thing I ever remembered was the option and trying to defend the option and defend him against the option. You know, really don't remember much defensively at that point in time, but, you know, because they were running the triple option and they had done such a good job with it, I think I spent all my time and energy trying to defend the option at that point in time. But hard-nosed, you can see he's brought a toughness to James Madison. I think the blueprint that he brought in to come into a program that's pretty successful and to take it and build on it has been really, really, I guess they've won 21 in a row now. So, you know, he's doing something right, but he's got an excellent staff. Like I said, I know a bunch of those guys on that staff he's surrounded himself with really good people.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Yes, Russ, you were part of this rivalry several years ago. It was tight back then. It's still tight. What sort of hits you about this rivalry, please?
Oh, I think because there's been so many really, really good games in the past, and year in and year out, I can't remember if there's ever been one that's been a blowout. And you can probably correct me on that one, but I just see every game being tight. You know, I see the fan involvement on both sides has been incredible. So, you know, it's one of those rivalries. I mean, it is huge. I know it's huge for our team and our fans, and I know it's huge for their team and their fans. I think what makes it great is the rivalry part of it, but I also think that the games have been competitive every year, ever since I've been here the last time. You know, nobody wins big. Everybody wins or loses tight.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Russ, in that defense, you guys Saturday hold Villanova to just 163 yards, and your defense seems to be steadily improving. How have they do you feel like we talked earlier in the year about the change in the system? Do you feel like they're really beginning to grasp that and playing a little faster with it?
Yeah, I think starting to. Yeah, they're getting better and better. You can see some progress defensively. You know, from about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and sometimes results don't show it as much. But you know, we made mistakes and got away with it against Villanova, where they probably could have hit a play or two on us and didn't find the guy. But you know, it is still a learning process. But I do think our guys are starting to grasp it, especially the front six. I think our linebackers and our front four are really getting a great feel for what we want to do defensively. The back end still has a ways to go, but they are improving too. And it's a work in progress, but hopefully we can continue to build and practice well this week and continue to get better.
Your guys obviously see a great quarterback every day in practice. And Kyle, you're going to see one on Saturday, and Brian Shore. How are those guys different, and what impresses you about Shore?
Well, I haven't seen him in person, it's hard to comment on, how the ball comes out of his hand, the velocity. The bottom line is the kid's a winner, and Laletta's a winner, and so I think that's the biggest comparison between them is Shore is such a winner. He finds ways to win. The scary part about him is he extends plays probably better than anybody that we've seen on film here. He's hard to get on the ground. He'll extend plays, find people down the field, or run for big plays, and I think that's where they kill you. You think you got him, or you think you got to stop, and he makes something happen. And the bottom line is, he knows how to win. He knows how to play the game of football. And when you got one of those guys behind the center, you got a chance, because they'll will you a win. They'll find a way to win. They'll find a way to make a play. And I think that's what he does. Other than, I do think he's very, very talented. But, until you see him in person, you really don't know. But you can see on film, kid knows how to win.
All right, Russ. Thanks, as always, for the time today. And look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks. See you guys.
All right.